Item 13, Tautog.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the board. This is a public hearing. It's to address proposed amendments to the regulation pertaining to Tautog to establish 2013 recreational and commercial management measures. And I'd like to give a brief and hopefully concise background on this. If there's any questions on that, I'd be happy to take them after. But this started in 2011. There was an update to the coastwide stock assessment, and that update said that, showed that there was overfishing occurring and that exploitation was above its target coastwide. Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission responded by establishing Addendum 6, which attempted to reduce harvest by approximately 50%. And all states were required to have regulations in place that would do that on paper by January 1st, 2012. This commission met to do that, and staff put in a lot of time there on considering what a severe cut that was, a 50% cut to both the commercial and recreational fisheries. Staff met with ad hoc committees to draft some options for a 50% reduction, brought it before a FinFish Management Advisory Committee, and had regulations that I'll show you in a second. In the middle of the year, more or less, in fact, the commission met on this on May 22nd. There was an error discovered in that stock assessment that showed that there was a 50% reduction in harvest needed. There was a formal process made by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, and the Tautog Management Board allowed states to go for a target of 39% harvest reduction. And as I mentioned, that was something that came before this commission in May of this year. However, starting with the recreational fishery, I just go back 1 second. There's no quota for TOG, so that harvest reductions are controlled mainly through effort reductions. And for the recreational fishery, that includes individual possession limit or a bag limit, a closed season, and a minimum size limit. For the commercial fishery, there's no possession limits. We've just been managing through minimum size limits and closed seasons. When we were able to lessen the reduction on both of these fisheries in May, as you can see here, the initial 2012 regulation that was put in place had an April 16th closure. So we were already well into the seasonal closure for the recreational fishery, and when I bring up the commercial slide, you'll see that it was true there as well. One other issue that happened was we're not using the reduction scheme that is created for ASMFC. We weren't able to change the minimum size limit within the year and show what kind of savings that would have provided. So when we came before the commission in May, we showed a very limited option, which was to lessen the closed season, and for the recreational fishery, one option was to increase the bag or possession limit by one fish. But at that time, we said we would come back before the 2013 season with a little more flexibility, and if there was interest in opening the closed season or closing the closed season at an earlier date and considering a new minimum size limit. Okay, thank you. Right, as Mr. Griss just pointed out, that this was May of 2012 that the middle and current regulation is in the middle here, and so that should be May of 2012. My apologies. I think with so much work that went into this in the fall of last year, we didn't get a lot of feedback, even from the ad hoc committees, for possible options for 2013. And I think part of that goes to that they're pretty happy with with where we are right now. The few members of the ad hoc committee that did respond said that they supported a very similar size and bag limit to what's in place right now, and I'd call that option one, which is the first option you see here for the recreational fishery. Excuse me. Similarly, for the commercial fishery, as you can see, that the, now that's 2011 again. The initial an early close season, which ran from January 18th through March 15th, had already taken place when we came before you, May 22nd. However, going through the ad hoc committee, it was still preferred by all members that responded to stay with very similar closures. In this case, it's I'll call it option one. It's the first option before you here, which is staying with a 15-inch minimum size limit and a close season of January 22nd through February 28th, and then a second close season from May 1 through October 31st. We've had several written public comments come in, and only most of which are in your eval. There is one that came in after the division evals are sent off to the commission, and I'll hand that up right now.
Thank you.
And I'll read in the public comments that we've received by email to date. There have been two in favor of the second option. The second option you see here for the recreational fishery. One was from Ms. Patricia Van Olhelm, and she supported the second with the seasonal closure from May 1st to September 19th. She said this is a fishery that needs to be protected, and my assumption is that it's just a matter of the additional closed days that she's supporting. The other is from Mr. Frank Kearney, and that's the blue paper that you have in front of you. Similarly, we had three comments, written comments in favor of option one, which is the 16-inch minimum size, four fish possession limit, and a closure from April 20th through July 31st. And one of those was on behalf of the Peninsula Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association. One of their main reasons for support was because it is most similar to the current regulation, and they'd like to see that type of continuity so as not to confuse anglers. And they also commented that an opening in especially October is something that seems to help fishermen that are at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, but that fishery can start in September. And we had similar comment from Mr. Tom Powers. This matter was brought before the Fin Fish Management Advisory Committee. There were no options specifically endorsed for either the commercial or the recreational. The two possible options you see before here for both commercial and recreational were voted on by FMAC simply to come to public hearing. However, four members of FMAC did have comment on the recreational fishery. Two you have before you in written form, and they were individuals that decided to comment by email, Mr. Tom Powers, and the other was on behalf of the Peninsula Saltwater Sports Fishermen's Association. And those are both, again, in favor of the first option. And there were two other comments, one by Mr. Scott McDonald, agreeing with the Peninsula Saltwater Sports Fishermen's Association that continuity with regulation as similar to the one we have would be preferable. And the other was made by Ms. Beth Sinowick, who's a new FMAC member, who said that the season opening in September and October would be one of the most important for some of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel anglers because that is when they start to catch some of their largest togs. So she wanted to see a September opening, and that's why she supported the April 20th through July 31st closure. Staff is also recommending adopting the first two options you see before you on these tables, and you have a draft regulation showing those changes on page 2 of 3 for both the commercial and the recreational fisheries.
Any questions? Questions or comments? Okay. This is a public hearing. Anyone wish to speak on these items? Come right on up, Mr. Page.
Good afternoon. Craig Page, Page 2 Charters. They had a big mix-up last year with this, and they had to give us a few more days this year. The problem I have with option one is it's closing on April 20th, is the fact that as my business, as a charter boat business out of Virginia Beach, I really don't have anything to fish for in April other than tautog. Our flounder season for the bays that, you know, we used to have in April, it's just about non-existent. So people last year were calling me in the middle of April saying, hey, can we go next week? And I said, no, the season's closed. And they said, well, what do you mean? It's always open in April. And I had to turn them down. So I had to turn down several charters that I could have had, and that was my only income for that time of year, is until they opened up the rockfish season as of May 1st. So I had about 2 weeks last year of dead period. And also, you know, the weather that time of year can be very dependent, so I can't get out all the time. And the first couple of weeks of April last year, it wasn't very good anyway, but the last 2 weeks were. But it was closed. So, therefore, looking at that right there and having nothing else to fish for, and the other charter boat captains having not anything to fish for that time of year, I know it would be a reduction down to 3 fish. You know, it's kind of like pick your poison. I'm not real happy with that either. But if I had to choose between the two, I would like to see at least an opportunity to fish for something. Give me something to fish for. Even if I have to reduce down to 3, people just want to go fishing. And if I have nothing to offer them, you know, I can't even take them. And also, like I said, the weather starts getting better usually toward the end of April rather than the beginning of April. And like I said, people just want to go fishing. And as far as letting it go till September 19th, I'm in all favor of that because, you know, in all reality, people have plenty of fish to fish for in August and September. You know, we got flounder, we got drum, we got sheep's head, we got croaker, and I can go on, I can name 15 species that we can fish for in August and September. So even if you extended it until the 1st of October, I wouldn't have a problem with that because we have other things to fish for. That being said, in April, with the poor flounder fishing we've been having recently, that's pretty much all I have to fish for. And other people, I think a lot of them probably feel the same way. So I'm leaning toward 16, 3 fish, May 1st, give us something to fish for.
Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you. Any questions?
Anyone else? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. Staff is recommending option one, correct, for both the recreational and the commercial?
That's correct, and this was something that came before us, and tog closures have been before us a lot lately. It came before us in 2008 when we had a closure, and it seemed like at that time, in fact, it was Mr. Page, it had success with going with a May 1 closure at that public hearing in 2008. However, what staff has seen from the recreational community is more individual support for an earlier closure, and in fact, part of that is to protect what they're hoping is protect the spawning fish. So they've been leaning towards a mid-April closure, and we've been hearing more of those comments. However, it is the for-hire sector that, in fact, the May 1st option was asked to be drafted at FMAC by a head boat captain, Skip Feller. So the for-hire community has had some representation for a May 1 opening. However, most of staff's public comments have been in support of an earlier closure.
Thank you. Mr. Robbins.
I just wanted to follow up on the comment about the closed season and the way that relates to how recreational fishermen can interact with what's available. Joe, can you comment a little bit about that? Because it does seem like There are a lot of other species that are available during the August-September time period. How does this manage some of those opportunities?
Well, as I think it's a fairly small angling community that's targeting tautog, although it seems to be growing as the years go by. But the way this has been portrayed to me as an offshore versus bay issue. In other words, those individuals that are interested in fishing in September and October and not as worried about the spring are fishing at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, whereas the individuals that are fishing for tog that are interested in having an April opening are fishing offshore. And it's really been more about that than the availability of other fish to go after.
Yes, sir, Mr. Beck.
What is the objection to having the season open on the April 15th?
Joe?
Is that enough?
Having it open on both of these options would have it open in at that time in April. But as I mentioned, there are some individuals that, since that is it's water temperature dependent, but these fish do start to spawn in early spring. And so there has been some push over the years when we're looking at these closures to have an earlier spring closure as early as April 15th in order to protect those fish before they're, to prevent harvesting before they're able to spawn.
Matters before the commission. You have two decisions, one on recreational, one on commercial. Joe?
I'd like to say that Craig is quite correct. You know, there's in the springtime, there's not a whole lot to fish for. Meanwhile, once you get to that August, September time frame, you can fish about anywhere and catch something. I mean, it doesn't matter what the wind does or anything like that. You could fish up in a river. You could fish out in the bay. You could fish out in the ocean. There's fish everywhere. So I'd like to see the season close on May 1st and give these guys a chance to catch a couple of fish.
Is that a motion?
Yes, sir. Making a motion.
Your motion is for option 2, 16, 3.
That's correct.
May 1 to September 19th. Is there a second to the motion? Mr. Robbins?
Second
to the motion? Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. That's option 2 on the recreational side. Commercial. Two options at the bottom of the screen there. Staff is recommending option 1, correct?
That's correct. Again, it's most similar to the current regulation that's in place. Since the reduction target is smaller, the seasonal closures are slightly smaller.
Is there a motion on Mr. Robbins?
I'd move option 1 as per staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Plumlee, discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.